SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. In this bulletin, the federal government supports New South Wales' review into domestic violence laws. The head of Australia's spy agency calls for access to encrypted messaging. And in rugby league, the Warriors to host the largest commemoration of Anzac Day by New Zealand defence personnel. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Federal Minister for Women says she supports efforts to keep women safe as the New South Wales government considers changes to domestic violence and bail laws. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns is set to launch a review after 28-year-old Molly Ticehurst from Forbes became the 25th woman to die from gender-based violence in 2024. Police have charged 29-year-old Daniel Billings with her alleged murder. He was on bail at the time following multiple charges for the alleged rape, stalking and intimidation of Molly Ticehurst. Minister for Finance and Women, Katie Gallagher, has not committed to federal reforms to bail and domestic violence laws. She's told Channel 9 she supports the New South Wales review, saying preventing violence against women requires work across federal, state and territory governments.
How do we create, I guess, a community where disrespect towards women and how women are treated isn't the norm, you know, if they're the way they're treated at the moment? And that means intervening very early. That means, you know, at school, really, which is where some of the attitudes towards women get cemented quite young. As kids get older, that translates into the sort of end we're seeing with the violence against women. And so not one government, not one policy, not one idea that will deal with this. It's a much bigger and much more serious conversation, I think.
Australia's intelligence agency says encrypted messaging services are being used by extremists. The ASIO Director General and AFP Commissioner are calling for social media companies to help law enforcement. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland has flagged the government is concerned about encrypted messaging services. Liberal MP James Patterson told Sky he's concerned about Australia's relationship with tech companies.
We do have good cooperation with some tech companies on the national security mission. In the past, they've been very supportive of these things. But it is an extraordinary state of affairs that the Director General of ASIO and the Commissioner of the AFP feel the need to stand up at the National Press Club and effectively beg them to cooperate.
The federal government says it supports the work of the eSafety Commissioner as a case between Australia's online regulator and social media platform X returns to court. The regulator is due to ask the federal government today to extend a two-day order to the platform to remove content from the alleged terror attack at a Western Sydney church. eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant issued the order to X to remove the content from the April 15th stabbing of Bishop Ma Murray Emmanuel in Wakeley, a two-day injunction granted by the court on Monday, which expires internationally at 5 p.m. today, could see X face fines of up to $782,500 for each contravention. X has argued its decision to block clips for Australian users is sufficient. Minister for Communications Michelle Rowland says the government supports the Commissioner's powers to request the removal of content it considers extreme under the Online Safety Act.
The testing of that law is subject to the outcomes of the court, on which I won't comment. But Australia backs the eSafety Commissioner as the independent regulator with powers under this Act to do their job.
This comes after a war of words erupted online between ex-owner Elon Musk and Australian politicians, including Independent Senator Jackie Lambie, who later deleted her ex account, calling on other politicians to boycott the platform. Seven Australian soldiers who were killed in the World War I Battle of Fromelles have been identified. More than 100 years after their deaths, the Australian Army has identified the soldiers who were buried in a mass grave by comparing DNA and historical evidence. The Battle of Fromelles on the Western Front in northern France involved the 5th Australian Division and British 61st Division. Over 5,500 Australians were killed, wounded or taken prisoner within hours. Chief of Army Lieutenant General Simon Stewart says this Anzac Day will offer a special opportunity to remember the seven soldiers. In rugby league, the New Zealand Warriors will host the largest contingent of New Zealand Defence Force personnel commemorating Anzac Day anywhere in the world. Almost 200 New Zealand Army, Navy and Air Force personnel will take part in the pre-match ceremony for the Warriors' first home game on April the 25th in 9 years. The Titans will travel to Auckland for the game, hoping to ensure their first win for the 2024 season. Meanwhile, in the AFL, Collingwood and Essendon will face off in their annual Anzac Day clash at the MCG. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom. And SBS News has a new podcast, Cost of Living Secrets, where we explore one area where consumers can make savings with an expert in the field. Cost of Living Secrets, available wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.